श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट 7 द टाइटल चांगिमांस्तां अधिकास्तदीनां विष्टा निघ्रीना निरनुग्रहसि जनस्य गुप्तास्मि विकट्टमानो न शोभसे वृद्ध सभा सुदृष्टा सत्पद सोच्यान लैमेंटेबल ट्रांसलेशन इट इज अ फैक्ट हाउएवर दैट दिस इनोसेंट पीपल कैरिंग योर पैलंक्विन विदाउट पेमेंट आर सर्टनली सफरिंग ड्यू टू दिस इनजस्टिस. Their conditions is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged them in carrying your palanquin. This proves that you are cruel and unkind. Yet, due to false prestige, you are thinking that you are protecting the citizens. This is ludicrous. You are such a fool that you could not have been adored as a great man in an assembly of persons advanced in knowledge. Purport. King Rahuguna was proud of being king and he felt he had the right to control the citizens as he liked. But actually he was engaging men in carrying his palanquin without payment. And therefore he was causing them trouble without reason. Nonetheless, the king was thinking that he was the protector of the citizens. Actually, the king should be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this reason, he is called Naradevata, the Lord among human beings. However, when a king thinks that because he is the head of the state, he can utilize the citizens for his sense gratification, he is in error. Such an attitude is not appreciated by learned scholars. According to the Vedic principles, the king should be advised by learned sages, brahmanas, and scholars who advise him according to the injunctions given in Dharma Shastra. The duty of the king is to follow these instructions. Learned circles do not appreciate the king's utilizing public endeavor for his own benefit. His duty is to give protection to the citizens instead. The king should not become such a rogue that he exploits the citizens for his own benefit. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that in Kali Yuga, the heads of the government will be plunderers and thieves. These thieves and plunderers take the money and property of the public by force or convenience. Therefore, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Rajanner Nigrihayaner Dosu Dharmavi. As Kali Yuga advances, we can see that these characteristics are already visible. We can certainly imagine how deteriorated human civilization will be by the end of Kali Yuga. Indeed, there will no longer be a sane man capable of understanding God and our relationship with Him. In other words, human beings will be just like animals. At that time, in order to reform human society, Lord Krishna will come in the form of the Kalki avatar. His business will be to kill all the atheists because ultimately the real protector is Vishnu or Krishna. The Lord incarnates and sets things in order when things are mismanaged by so-called kings and heads of government. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jada Jada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Of course, this takes many years, but the principle is there. When the king or governmental head does not follow the proper principles, nature deals out the punishment in the forms of war, famine, and so forth. Therefore, if the governmental head is not aware of life's goal, he should not take the charge of ruining the people. Actually, the supreme proprietor of everything is Lord Vishnu. He is the maintainer of everyone. The king, the father, the guardian are simply representatives of Lord Vishnu empowered by him to look after the management and maintain things. It is therefore the duty of the head of the state to maintain the general populace in such a way that the people will ultimately know the goal of life. Nate vidu sartha gotihi vishnum. Unfortunately, the foolish governmental head and the general populace do not know the ultimate goal of life is to understand and approach Lord Vishnu. Without this knowledge, everyone is in ignorance and all society is crowded with cheaters and cheated. Hare Krishna. So I'm really happy and feeling a lot of satisfactions by getting this opportunity to be with you in the Transcendental Association of all the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir at Chowpatty. So I came here to listen from you and get inspiration in my spiritual life and further my preaching activities in Calcutta and Mayapur. But Gaurang Prabhu has ordered me to speak something. So I'll take this as an opportunity to purify myself and to engage my tongue in glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. So here in this fifth canto, 12th chapter, Rahuguna is conversing with Jarabharat. And now, from the last verses, last two, three verses, Jarabharat has started speaking to Maharaj Rahuguna. And he assumed the role of a spiritual master. As we know, guru means heavy. So Jarabharat now has started to speak very heavily. So here many points are mentioned by Prabhupada in the purport. So Prabhupada is telling the role of a king is to protect the citizens. That is the role of the Kshatriya. And he should manage or maintain or administer the general public or his state under the guidance of the Brahmanas. That was the system in the Vedic age. And now we can see the whole system has degraded. Now the lower people should be appointed by the higher-ups. That is the system of appointing people. But the whole system has reversed in the age of Kali. What is happening now, the general mass of people who don't know what is the best and what is good for the whole society, they are electing people. And they are electing people as ministers. Prabhupada is mentioning in his purports that Kali Yuga is not run by the kings. It is run by the ministers, the low-grade people. Previous yugas, minister used to help the king. But now, ministers are heading the whole society. And these ministers are selected by the general mass of people. So Bhaktacharya Maharaj was pointing out this point in Mayapur in one Srimad Bhagavatam class. We can see practically, if someone is appointed without any quality, what a mess can happen. We travel in plane, right? And pilot is selected by the companies according to their quality. If the passengers of the plane start demanding that we'll select the pilot and one of them will be the pilot of the plane, that majority is granted. In Kali Yuga means what majority will say, that will be granted. So they have selected or elected according to their likings and put as a pilot. So what will happen to the plane? You understand that. So simply manage a plane and to select a pilot, that needs lot of understanding, and there should be a procedure to select people according to their quality. But now, in Kali Yuga, quality is not appreciated. Popularity is appreciated. Anybody can become a candidate in the election who has popularity. Who should be the political leaders who has the quality to manage, administer? But nowadays we see any people who has little bit of popularity can stand in the election and win. Like film stars, cricket players, even though the singers, even though they don't have any quality, how to manage, they are elected because they are popular. And to become popular, you don't need so much quality nowadays. In previous Yuga, people were appreciated because of their qualities. A person was considered as a Brahmana when he has some qualities. Samodama tapasavacham khantirajyamam evacha. We know all these qualities. Then he is considered as a Brahmana. The same way, a person is considered as a Kshatriya who has the quality to protect the citizen, maintain the citizen, and administer the society in a nice way. He needs some qualities. But that is totally absent now. If you present yourself, advertise yourself according to the likings of the general mass of people, you become popular. That's why this age is the age of advertisement. Advertisement is the process to create artificial needs amongst the people. There is no need to advertise for the clothes, advertise for the rice, which are essential. Whether they advertise it or don't advertise it, people will take it. But there are so many items and so many things prevailing in our society which are really not needed for the human beings to sustain, to live nicely, and to advance in spiritual life. That is not at all needed in this age of Kali. But there are certain things that are advertised to create artificial needs amongst the minds of the people. And that's going on. So because of this, people in this age want very cheap thing in a very fashionable way. So that's why people is telling, that's why Prabhupada is telling in the purport, there is no knowledge that ultimate goal of a human life is to understand Vishnu or Krishna. And without this knowledge, everyone is in ignorance. And all society is crowded with cheaters and cheated. So very striking point Prabhupada is making. Who can be the leader of the society? First and foremost qualification is he should be the devotee of the Lord. And that was happening in the Vedic age, that the devotee of Krishna was the king of the society. And they know that the purpose of the human being is to understand Krishna. So therefore the duty of the king is to see that all the citizens of the society are engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is the main duty of the king. Instead of protecting, Maharaj Rahugana here is engaging his citizens in driving the palanquins, in carrying the palanquins for his own sense gratification. And that is totally condemned. We cannot engage our subordinates for our sense gratification. That is very, very important. Even in our community of devotees, leaders should be very careful. This purport is not for the outside people. This purport Prabhupada is telling primarily for the devotees, especially for the ISKCON. So, those who are leading the society, they should be very careful that they should not engage their subordinates in their own sense gratification. They are given the responsibility to engage their subordinates in the service of Krishna in such a way that they will advance in spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead. So whatever level of service we may have, at every level we are servants. That is spiritual life. Spiritual life is based on service. But material life means exploitation. So when we are in the material world, even after becoming devotees, we have the tendency to exploit people. But devotee at different level, whatever level he may be, he should always focus how to serve. Even the spiritual master does not think that his disciples are his servants. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to address his disciples as Prabhus and thinking himself as a servant of his disciples. And that is logical. If you analyze nicely, the role of the spiritual master is to take all the disciple back home, back to Godhead. And that is a tremendous service. And it is mentioned in the Shastra that even if one disciple cannot achieve success and cannot go to the spiritual world, the spiritual master has to come again and again to take the disciples back home, back to Godhead. So, it's a very heavy responsibility. So, being in the leadership position is very risky in the sense that if we don't do our duty in a proper way, there is a great chance of entanglement. It is better as advice to have a lower profile. Lower profile means lower risk. Higher profile means higher risk. But we can accept, Prabhupada has approved to take leadership. Otherwise, it's very difficult to run the society. Devotees have to take responsibility. But while taking responsibilities, we should have this service attitude to engage people in such a way, help devotees in such a way so that they can advance. And they should feel they are served and they should not feel that they are exploited. So when they will feel that the leaders are serving them, so they will have the natural tendency to serve the leaders. And that is the reciprocation between the leaders and the general devotees. So that is the reciprocation between the spiritual master and the disciple. That relationship is based on service. Everybody in the spiritual world wants to become servant. And who is the best servant? Who thinks that he is not doing anything? He thinks really. Radharani is thinking that I am not doing anything for Krishna. Therefore, she is considered the best devotee of the Lord. But in the spiritual world, there is also competition. Competition to become small. But in the material world, competition is to become big. Everybody wants to become little higher up. But in the spiritual world, everybody wants to become small, servant. And that is the competition. And who wins? Who thinks and who really realizes that she is the worst servant and she is considered the best servant of the Lord. So that consciousness has to be developed when we are doing sadhana bhakti. So we should not think that will happen in the spiritual world. We should not think like that. We have to achieve that level in this world itself. Then we will get the entry into the spiritual world. The basic concept to entry into the spiritual world, that service attitude. And that comes from the quality of non-enviousness. So, that quality is very, very important. We should not be envious. We are in the material world because we are envious. And we are envious of everyone because we envied Krishna. And Krishna is the source of everybody. As we had envy of Krishna and we fell down into the material world. For that, we are now having envy to everyone. So how to overcome that envy? Envy goes. The person we are having envy, we should serve him. We are envious of Krishna. That's why you are in this material world. But now we have come into the process of devotional service because we now want to get rid of this envy. So how to get rid of this envy? By engaging in the lavic devotional service of the Lord. That's the only way to get rid of this envy. So how to overcome the envy towards all the devotees? By serving them. Very simple. So Prabhupada told in different purports that Krishna consciousness is very simple. Process is very simple to become non-envious and all the qualities will manifest. But the process is very simple but not easy. Krishna consciousness is very simple. Mahaprabhu is telling Nachogao Bhakta Sange Kara Sankirtan Amoni Madhur Mahaprabhur Vachan. So Mahaprabhu's process of Sankirtan movement is very simple. Nacho, dance, gao, sing, and also take prasadam in the association of the devotees. That's it. Spiritual world means what? Every step in the spiritual world is a dance. And whatever they sing, whatever they talk, is a song. So that's the two aspects of our devotional service. Nacho gao, bhakta sange, in the association of devotees. Very simple. So, but that simple process becomes very tough because of our material desires. Conditioning at a gross level, conditioning at the subtle level. Conditioning at the gross level is lust, anger, greed. Conditioning at the subtle level is envy. So, if we become free from the envy, and if we become free from lust, anger and greed, Krishna will manifest in our heart. Very simple process. So here I am referring again to Srila Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada is telling in the purport that Lord incarnates and sets things in order when things are mismanaged. When Krishna appears, when this is not done. When the attitude of service is lost and when the predominance of exploitation is there, Krishna incarnates. So he is telling, Jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So, this is very important verse in Bhagavad Gita, very commonly known verse. Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya cha duskitang dharma sangstha panarthaya sambhavami uge uge. Krishna is telling, I appear in every millennium, millennium after millennium. For what? Paritranaya sadhunang. To deliver the pious. Vinasaya cha duskritang. To annihilate the miscreants. But Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that to annihilate the miscreants, Krishna doesn't have to come. It's very easy. Very easy to annihilate the miscreants. He doesn't have to come. His energy can do it very easily. But he comes mainly to please the devotees. That's the only, that is the primary cause. The cause of Krishna's appearance is divided into two. One is primary, one is secondary. The secondary cause is to annihilate the demons. Primary cause is to please the devotees. But it goes together. To protect the devotees, you have to annihilate the miscreants. You cannot separate the two jobs. That's why he has to do both the jobs. But he is telling Krishna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he is telling to Arjuna that I appear in every millennium, juge juge. But we know Krishna, Swayam Krishna, the original Krishna in Vrindavan, he does not come in every juga. He comes once in a day of Brahma. He comes in the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu. So Brahma's one day, we know, you all of you know, that is divided into 14 Manus. And each Manu has 71 Chaturjuga. And one Chaturjuga consists of 43,20,000 years. So, Krishna comes when first Manu goes, second Manu goes, third Manu goes, when seventh Manu comes, which is going on now. And 28th millennium, or 28th cycle comes, in this Dapar Yuga, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna from Golok Vrindavan appears. But he is telling, he is coming in every Yuga. He is not telling, Sambhavami Kalpe Kalpe. He is telling Sambhavami Uge Uge. So he is coming in every Yuga. So it proves Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Krishna is not avatar. Krishna is avatari. He is the source of all incarnation. Very important point. He is establishing that he is the source or fountainhead of all incarnations. That's why he is telling, I incarnate in every Yuga. He is not telling that I am coming in every Kalpa. So Krishna comes. Why he has to come? Krishna comes, he is telling to establish religion. Yuga Dharma. So Yuga Dharma can be established by any avatar. Yuga avatar can establish the Yuga Dharma. But why Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, has to come? His appearance has two reasons. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has two qualities. One is called Rasik Shekhar and one is called Param Karun. He is most merciful and he wants to enjoy rasa, mellows. There are certain pastimes, Sanatana Goswami explains, that are not present in Golok Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. His birth pastime, appearance pastimes, and childhood pastimes that are not present in the spiritual world. But Krishna loves these pastimes to be under the care of Mother Yashoda. To release that pastime, he appears. That's why he's called Rasik Shekhar. He wants to enjoy every ras, every mellow. So he comes. And why he comes? Param Karun. He is too merciful to the devotees. Generally, in the material world, when a sadhaka engages in the service of the Lord, he has access to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha planets. Generally, we perform Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti means doing Sadhana Bhakti according to the scriptural injunctions under the guidance of one of our spiritual master. But Sadhana Bhakti is divided into two. One is called Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, one is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Sadhana Bhakti teke hai, roti rudai, roti gara hoile, prem nam koi. This sadhana bhakti leads to bhav bhakti, that is called rati, and it leads to prema bhakti. But when we perform vaidhi sadhana bhakti, that leads to also bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. But that prema bhakti from vaidhi sadhana bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. Because we perform devotional service in awe and reverence. So, in all yugas, the door to Golok Vrindavan is closed to the conditioned souls. But Krishna is so merciful. He wants that his devotees should get the entrance into his sweet pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, once in one day of Brahma, he manifests his Vrindavan pastimes. So that conditioned souls have an access to these pastimes and attracted to it and enter into Golok Vrindavan. And it is explained, when Krishna exhibited his pastimes in Golok, in Brajabhumi, and departed 5,000 years ago, he thought that I exhibited the pastimes in Brajabhumi. But how the conditioned souls will have access to Golok Vrindavan? Generally, natural tendency of a sadhaka is to serve Krishna in Dasya Bhav. That's the natural mood of a devotee. But if we serve Krishna in servitorship, even he is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, if we serve him in servitorship, we land up in Vaikuntha planet. That's why Krishna was thinking how the conditioned souls can enter into Golok Vrindavan. Then he thought, if that same servitorship is applied to a devotee of Brajabhumi, then he can have access to Golok Vrindavan. So, the best devotee in the entire creation and also in Golok Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. And whatever Krishna does is the best. So, when he chose to become a devotee, he wanted to become the best devotee. So, he wanted to become a devotee and perform pastime in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And therefore, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the color of Srimati Radharani and with the sentiment of Srimati Radharani. And what is the advantage we have to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If we serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in awe and reverence, in the mood of servitorship, we are becoming the servant of Srimati Radharani. And in that way, we can get entrance into Golok Vrindavan and engage in conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's why Rupa Goswami thought of this, and he became so absorbed in the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he recited the sloka, Mahabadanai, Namo Mahabadanayo, कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिस्य नमः. दैट्स व्हाई ही इज सो महाबदन्नाय, ही इज सो मर्सीफुल. ही इज द ओनली पर्सन हु कैन ओपन द डोर ऑफ गोलक वृंदावन. दैट्स व्हाई ही इज द मोस्ट मर्सीफुल इनकर्नेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. ही इज नॉट इनकर्नेशन, ही इज स्वयं भगवान राधा कृष्ण. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य राधा कृष्ण नहि अन्य. राधा कृष्ण एंड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज द सेम. सो इफ यू सर्व श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन द मूड ऑफ सर्विटरशिप, वी कैन एंटर इन टू द कॉन्जुगल रिलेशनशिप्स ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण. दैट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट बेनेडिक्शन चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज ऑफर्ड टू एवरी वन इन दिस एज ऑफ कली. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna, when he appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has also two causes. Just like Krishna, when he comes, he has two causes. Mahaprabhu, when he appears, he has also two causes. One is called external and one is called internal. What is the external cause? It is mentioned in first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. Anarpita charing shirat karuna avatirna kalau samarpayati munnata ujjala rasang. So he has come which to give such a thing which has not been given by any incarnation. What is that? Braja prema bhakti, ujjala ras, conjugal mellow of Radha and Krishna through Sankirtan movement, through chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the external cause. What is the internal cause? Advaita Acharya wrote a letter and sent to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and mentioning that all the people have now become devotees. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the hint that I have come to perform two things. So, one thing has been achieved. Propagate Krishna consciousness, that has been done. Say, ISKCON has achieved that all the people of the world have become Krishna conscious. So there is no scope for preaching. So what we should do? So that point has been written and hinted to Mahaprabhu in a very subtle way, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got it. And he thought, now is the time to exhibit the internal cause of my appearance. What is that? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisha Vanaiva Sadhya Janadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisha Vamadiyo Sokhanchasya Madhanubhavata Kidrisang Vetti Lobhat Tad Bhavadda Samajoni Sachigarva Sindhu Harindu. So Krishna in his form as Krishna doesn't know three things. But Krishna should know everything. He doesn't know three things. What is that? The glory of Srimati Radharani is love. Krishna doesn't know. What second thing what he doesn't know? Second thing is the sweetness of him. How sweet Krishna is, Krishna doesn't know. And third, the happiness derived by Srimati Radharani by serving Krishna. That thing Krishna doesn't know. So, to know these three things, Krishna has to appear in the mood of Srimati Radharani as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, in the last years in Jagannath Puri, in Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited this Vipralamba Bhav, love in separation is the topmost. He exhibited that in Gambhira along with his confidential associates, mainly Swarup Damodar Goswami. So in this way we can understand how and why Krishna appears in different forms. I wanted to explain also how Lord Jagannath also appeared, but there is no time, so I'll end now. It's nine o'clock, so I'll stop here. So is there any question or comments? Gaurang Prabhu, you have any comment? Radha Gopinath Prabhu, you have some comments? Question?
Hare Krishna. I would like to thank you for taking us in a nice ecstatic trip. One point that you mentioned is about even serving in Dasya mood, the Brajabhumi devotees, that can also potentially give us entrance into this. So is that it's be tinged with Madhurya Ras, every Ras in Golok Vrindavan is?
Yeah, it can be, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I will make people dance in four principal rasas, and that includes Dasya Bhav also. In Brajabhumi, Golok Vrindavan, there is also devotee in Dasya Bhav. But the main focus in Golok Vrindavan, whether you are in Dasya Bhav, whether you are in parental mood, or friendship, or conjugal bhav, the mood is that to unite Radha and Krishna. That's the whole mood. Everybody is thinking how to unite Radha and Krishna. So if you have that mood, even Santa Bhav also, Jamuna, all the trees, cows, they are also in the same mood to unite Radha and Krishna. If that mood is there, then you will lead to Golok Vrindavan. But when that mood is absent, then you will land up in Vaikuntha planets. And that thing, Radha Krishna, that conjugal relationship, it was available to a very, very rare extent in other yugas. That's why it's told it was not there. We can have access to Golok Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami in Navadvip Dham Mahatma, the same point, that you can have access in Golok Vrindavan if you serve Mahaprabhu only. Only by serving Mahaprabhu we can have access in Golok Vrindavan. And we can have the service of Mahaprabhu in the mood of servitorship. And that we can express that mood by preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. If we dedicate our life, engage our mind, body, words, 100% to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the process of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, all hidden treasures of Golok Vrindavan will be manifest in our heart. There should not be any special endeavor. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, that was an artificial endeavor to become Sakhi, to become Shakha, artificially. That is totally condemned by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You don't have to endeavor to become Gopi. You don't have to endeavor to become a Shakha. If you simply serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of servitorship, how to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world, that will manifest everything to you. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling Sambandha Abhideya Prayajan. That Abhideya means serving Krishna. But he is telling that preaching is both Abhideya and Prayajan. He is telling preaching Krishna consciousness is expression of love of Godhead. So we should not think that to have Krishna prema, you should have something extraordinary like that. And that happens to many devotees. They think that this is something inferior. I should go for something higher. And Prabhupada has not given which is not so high level. That is the mistake. And Bhaktisharu Maharaj was stressing this point so strongly once in Mayapur that relationship with Krishna and the living entity, the devotees, is confidential. That conjugal relationship is confidential. It is not to be exhibited. The relationship between husband and wife is not shown to the public. So that emotions, internal emotions, the confidential emotions to Krishna is not the thing to be exhibited to the public. Then he is called prostitute. So that thing has been kept confidential. So and that will automatically manifest through the process which has been given by Prabhupada and previous Acharya. We should have faith, complete faith, that whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, so that will reveal everything. We should not endeavor separately, artificially, to become gopi or something like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prasarito hoibe mor nam. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jar, janma sarthak kori, karo paro upokar. That is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you simply follow this, then everything will be revealed. That's why this process is called very simple. But whatever we get, that is, we cannot imagine. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahabhadanya Avatar. He is giving the most precious thing in a very simple way. That's the advantage. That's the only one advantage. Kale dose nide rajan asti hi ek mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. So we can go to Golok Vrindavan simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is that okay, bro? Is that okay, bro? So we'll end here. Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki Gaur Premanande.